Oh, it feels good.
Done any Christmas shopping yet?
No.
How do you handle that?
No.
No?
Fair enough.
My wife does. She's great.
Greg, anybody questionable or doubtful?
Aaron Morgan's the only guy that we're not sure of right now. So we'll see.
Greg, kind of off the wall question maybe, but I believe during the hiring process, you had some dealings with the Rams, and I'm making some assumptions here, but maybe looked at their roster, made some observations. Now you studied them for a week, you had to look at them a little more in depth. Do you recall some of those things you saw? What's kind of your opinion then and now?
I do. I recall some of those things, yeah, and as I was watching them, a little more familiar going into the week than I would be with another team, but we do our off-season stuff, so this late in the year I didn't look a lot at them, because I knew I was going to see so much. So,
Greg, going back to the draft a little bit, Janoris Jenkins coming out of North Alabama, talented kid. What do you remember about him in terms of scouting, and how's he look on film?
I know Janoris Jenkins for a long time. Janoris Jenkins came up to our summer camp. And he was the best player on the field at our summer camp. And he was gung-ho Rutgers until the Gators offered him. But he's an excellent player. Yeah, he's great instincts, burst, ball skills, the whole deal.
Greg, they had 3 second-round picks this year, and when you have that kind of flexibility, maybe it gives you more of a chance to take a chance on a guy with some issues. Can you see that in retrospect?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their plan was, Ira, but I know one thing: he's a good player, and one that we got to be aware of. Both those corners are really good. I mean, that's a strength of their football team.
Daquan was saying earlier this week that feels that he's getting better and stronger, from week to week. Have you seen that translate in his play? He seems pretty active the last few weeks. What have you seen? Have you seen a progression?
Well, there's no doubt. When he came back initially, we were all apprehensive, right, because the injury. But he's really – the thing that I mentioned when he came back is that he really did more than just rehab his Achilles. He changed his body somewhat, and he's stronger, he's quicker. And I think, sky's the limit for Daquan. We just need to, he got to play, get 2 more games, God willing, and then another whole off season with JB in the program. I think he's going to be a really talented guy.
Talk about a home finale, Greg. What kind of impression you want your players and your coaches to leave on your supporters?
Just, we have great fans, and we need to give them a good product. And unfortunately, our home record isn't what I want it to be. I think the home field advantage, and I think we're all going to grow together. The fan base is going to come back, and we're going to get better, and it's all going to come together. But I'd like to finish this thing at home, obviously, the right way for a lot of reasons. But one of them is our fans, send them off with a good taste in their mouth here at home.
Greg, last week you gave up 149 yards rushing to the Saints, and your rush D has been so good all year long. But any concern going into this week with Steven Jackson, a big guy who's hard to bring down?
Well, certainly. Yeah, it's a big concern. Both their running backs are dangerous running backs. And they're different kind of stature. But, wow, Steven Jackson is still as explosive a running back as there is in the National Football League. So we have our hands full, that's for sure.
That was kind of very much unlike your team to give up that kind of yardage in the run game. What did you see when looking at the film that told you this is where we missed? Was it just gap control, things like that?
Yeah, we had some perimeter support issues. They were doing some things that, I thought we were ready for, but obviously we weren't. So we've worked on that to hopefully secure that. But, it's one of these deals, right? But that really amounted to most of the yardage. So we need to go back to just fundamental football. I think they've done a great job, the guys this week. It's 3 really inspired and focused practices. Now we got to go out and do it on game day.
You talk a lot about affecting the quarterback in this league. Such a big part of it, obviously. And you'd like to do it with 4 guys if you can. How do you think overall you guys have rushed the passer this year, and that includes blitzing? I mean, at times you've brought pressure. Have you gotten home the way you'd like to? Is that an area that some of the younger guys are just still exploring, or where do you think you stand with that?
We need to improve. Yeah, we're not where we want to be, certainly, with our pressure and our pressure packages. We need to be more precise when we do blitz, and we need to be more effective when we go with 4 or 3-man rush, and that's – That's part of our growth. We have to get better at that, though. That's one of the things, if you say defensively, one of the things, that's a huge thing. And I've coached secondary for a long time before I was a head coach. Some of those years we were really good in the secondary and we weren't really good. But we had a great group that was rushing the passer and he was thrown out of a well and we made a lot of plays that, you know, really a lot of guys could have made. So we got to get better at that. That's one thing for sure.
Are more pressure packages, or is that if you talk about cumulative reps, is it timing? Is it understanding blocking? See, I mean, what goes into making those guys better when you bring those packages?
I think all of those things. Yeah. I think, you know, just a feel, understanding protection is number one. But then that's kind of built into the blitz and the disguise of the blitz. And then being able to defeat guys, you know, not every time are you going to scheme a blitz where, okay, I'm free, I got the quarterback. Sometimes you got to whip somebody's tail to get to the passer, you know, and you know, all combination of those things. But we need to be more precise. Hopefully we will be this week when we do pressure, when we bring more than four. And then when we do bring four, whether we're gaming or straight rushing, again, more precise and execute the plan with more precision. Thanks, guys.